Our goal is simple: to create an automated vehicle for generating cash without consuming time. That's it. Muses will provide the time and financial freedom to realize your dreamlines in record time, after which one can, and often does, start additional companies to change the world or sell. I will call this vehicle a muse whenever possible to separate it from the ambiguous term business, which can refer to a lemonade stand or a Fortune 10 oil conglomerate. Our objective is more limited and thus requires a more precise label. So, first things first, cash flow and time. With these two currencies, all other things are possible. Without them, nothing is possible. Why to begin with the end in mind? A cautionary tale. Sarah is excited. It has been 2 weeks since her line of humorous t-shirts for golfers went online, and she is averaging 5 t-shirt sales per day at $15 each. Her cost per unit is $5, so she is grossing $50 in profit minus 3% in credit card fees per 24 hours, as she passes shipping and handling on to customers. She should soon recoup the cost of her initial order of 300 shirts, including plate charges, setup, etc., but wants to earn more. It's a nice reversal of fortune, considering the fate of her first product. She had spent $12,000 to develop, patent, and manufacture a high-tech stroller for new moms. She has never been a new mom, only to find that no one was interested. The t-shirts, in contrast, were actually selling, but sales were beginning to slow. It appears she has reached her online sales ceiling, as well-funded and uneducated competitors are now spending too much for advertising and driving up costs. Then it strikes her. Retail. Sarah approaches the manager of her local golf shop, Bill, who immediately expresses interest in carrying the shirts. She's thrilled. Bill asks for the customary 40% minimum discount for wholesale pricing. This means her sell price is now $9 instead of $15, and her profit has dropped from $10 to $4. Sarah decides to give it a shot and does the same with 3 other stores in surrounding towns. The shirts begin to move off the shelves, but she soon realizes that her small profit is being eaten by extra hours she spends handling invoices and additional administration. She decides to approach a distributor. Distributors are also known as wholesalers, to alleviate this labor, a company that acts as a shipping warehouse and sells products from various manufacturers to golf stores nationwide. The distributor is interested and asks for its usual pricing, 70% off retail or $4.50, which would leave Sarah 50 cents in the hole on each unit. She declines. To make matters worse, the 4 local stores have already started discounting her shirts to compete among one another and are killing their own profit margins. 2 weeks later, reorders disappear. Sarah abandons retail and returns to her website demoralized. Sales online have dropped to almost nothing with new competition. She has not recouped her initial investment, and she still has 50 shirts in her garage. Not good. It all could have been prevented with proper testing and planning.